Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue on a rather bleak but beautiful Friday morning. It's beautiful if you want it to be. And very soon I will have with me Mr. Jeff Okrepke, President-elect of the Active 2030 Club of Santa Rosa number 50. And he will tell us what the mission of his club is and how it came into being. And until he is on the line with us, I just wanted to wish you all a wonderful good morning. And please remember to listen to the archive shows for raffle ticket numbers, because if you have one, you've probably won a massage. And I work out of the salon on Bodega Avenue. It's called Bodega Hair and Company. It's at 3500 Bodega Avenue. And you can ask for Sue of Perfect Day Massage or call me here at area code 707-762-3578. And I do a few other things besides just massage. I also do some wellness coaching, because I've been around a lot of really wonderful alternative healthcare professionals, and I took a life coaching course myself recently, and you know, it's something that I've always kind of done naturally, as I was simply talking to people. It just sort of always seemed to work for me and to work out for them as well. And so I got a little bit of training so I could know that I was doing things all the way for you, and I do that now too. And so as soon as we have Jeff on the line, which we should do pretty soon, we will talk to him about what his club does. And clubs can be a really great thing in terms of wellness. They can get you out of your house and talking to people that have similar mindsets and desires and goals and hobbies. And it's a great way of getting out and getting to know people and having them get to know you, which is really, really an important thing in this day and age of technology and micro-technology and whatever else you want to call it. It's kind of taking over our lives and turning us into hermits that kind of walk around on the street sunk into our cell phones and our tablets and not really noticing the person next to us, and a lot of other things that are really important to notice out there in the world, like traffic going by you and a person who, you know, might be intending to pickpocket. Pickpockets love to pick on the easy targets, like people who are not paying attention and people who are just not being street smart. So pay attention when you're outside, and you'll see a lot of things that a lot of us are starting to tend to miss. You know, like I'm not just talking flowers and things, but if you think about it, it's important to see what's real in the world, and it's important to see how children and people, grown-up people, develop. And it's important to watch people go by and just sort of read their body language, and all sorts of things, just to see, you know, because we're forgetting how to interact, and we're forgetting how much body language can really mean. We're forgetting to use our body language because we're all sort of turning into these strange little robots who allow our technology to micromanage our brains. So get out there once in a while and enjoy some friends, enjoy some people, some real people, and actually talk to them. Don't just text them or you know, phone calls are great too, but face-to-face is even better. And there's always, always time for friends. So don't worry about not having time. Don't use that as an excuse. It's really not a valid excuse. We all have very, very busy lives. I get it. I have a busy life too. It's you know, you can always make time for the things that you really want to do. You'll see on your calendar, you know, when you've made time for something that you really wanted to do, and when you haven't. You know, we don't really want to go to the dentist, but we know we need to, so that gets on the calendar. Usually, we don't really want to go have the car maintenance, but we do, because we want to be able to drive. And we don't really want to do a lot of things that actually get on the calendar because we know it's important. You just have to have the mindset that, you know, your social life is important too. Your relaxation is important too. Your health is important too. Your wellness, your state of mind, your state of being, that's all important too. It's just as important as your car. It's just as important as your teeth. It's just as important as your work. It's just as important as everything else. Everything is an investment, and everything is a choice of where you want to invest your time, your money, your energy, anything. And the more you invest into each item on your list, the more you're going to get back out of it. So make sure you're putting your time and energy into things that you're actually going to get something back from, that you're going to enjoy or that's going to help you somehow. So I want to invest time in my family because I enjoy being with my family. So I've made plans this weekend to do just that. I've made plans to take my son out fishing with a friend of his. And that's a way that I'm making an investment into a relationship that I want to have with my son as he grows up. And I know when I need to invest some time just in myself, just to kind of have some downtime and relax after a long day of work. I know when I need to invest time in work. If I have a massage to give at noon today, I'm going to get ready and get out of the house by 11:30 so I can set up the room so that I'll have a good relationship with that client, because if I don't do that, then my room won't be properly set up in order to give that client a really good massage today. And it seems like I needed to invest perhaps a little more time in a relationship with Jeff O'Krepke, president-elect of Active 2030 Club, because it seems like we have misunderstanding about the time this radio show was to start. So I will let you guys all go today, and I will reschedule Jeff O'Krepke, and hopefully you will hear from him soon, because I'd really like to talk, I'd really like for somebody to talk to you about clubs and what clubs can do for you and what you could do for this club and what this club does and just all sorts of things. So have a wonderful Friday and a wonderful weekend. I'm sure you've probably made plans, because I always tell you all to do that, to make plans for a wonderful weekend on Friday or even before Friday. Okay, so go get started on those plans, and I will talk to you again on Monday at 10 a.m. This is Sue, 100 People You Should Know Radio Show, signing off.